Happy International Women's Day to all women around the world. Welcome to another episode here on Divine Power Self-Leadership. I would like to honor at this time all women that are around the world. And I think as I read this, you'll see the women that I'm honoring today on International Women's Day. I honor you, women of strength, strength in mind and spirit, strength that you had to that enabled you to endure all adversity, hardship, stress with courage and resilience. I honor you, women that have that quality of being brave and steadfast and unyielding in the face of difficulty or danger. I honor you women that had the ability to withstand and recover from all challenges, setbacks, and misfortune. I honor you women around the world who endured mental, emotional stress and strain and bounced back from all adversities. Take your bow now. I applaud you. I applaud you. May whatever you have gone through up until this time in your life, may now you receive your rewards from all that you have been through. The Holy Spirit has been dealing with my mind, and it's really odd what the Holy Spirit had spoken to me about tears. He said that, you know, he said you were a woman that cried. You cried a lifetime. But he said you should not be ashamed of that, because in your tears you watered your life. You watered your life. Every hardship that you went through, your tears watered your life to set the scene for something better. So he's telling me, through all the tears that I cried, all the tears that I shed that people had made fun of and said, oh, well, you shouldn't cry so much. Understand what the word here is birthing out for you women around the world that have endured much, that through your tears you have watered something beautiful for your life. You have watered something beautiful for your life. It's your harvest. It's a harvest from all what you have endured through. This is what my hope is, that those who have great understanding will understand that even though you had that great, mourning. You had a great mourning, a great sadness. Through those tears that you had, it watered your life for something better up on the horizon. This is the door that you're walking through right now, you women that understand what I am talking about. Through this fortitude that you, what I've been just talking about is fortitude, strength of mind and spirit, and being brave to withstand all challenges and misfortune. You that walked in fortitude, not knowing what you were walking through. You thought you were just walking through some bad luck or misfortune. But no, you were showing some fortitude. You were being tested. You were being tried on that fortitude. And through those tears that you cried, the Spirit of the Living God says that you have watered something for your garden to grow beautiful, that soon, and you're walking through that time right now, soon something will manifest into your hands that your tears had watered. Your tears are like a miraculous power. A woman's tears are miraculous power, that when they're shed, something miraculous happens. Something miraculous happens. I want to just again greet every woman around the world and wish you a very blessed and miraculous time on this eighth day of March 2024. It truly is a very happy, blessed International Women's Day. Until next time, I am Anna Schubeck, and I say reach for the miracles. They are not fallacies.